You're listening to Morning Edition on WMUK. I'm Gordon Evans. In his State of the State address last night, Governor Snyder said that Michigan is currently short about $1.2 billion a year to fix roads.
When I say additional revenue, let's be blunt. These are about user fees. You got a car, you're using the roads. You buy gas, you're using the roads. So it's about user fee increases to pay for this.
State Representative Kate Siegel is a Democrat who represents Battle Creek and the surrounding area in Calhoun County, and she joins us. Good morning.
Good morning.
So what sort of additional revenue could you support to fix Michigan's roads?
Well, it's something we're going to have to look at, but we also need to look at the money that has been taken out of the budget over the last 2 years. I think we all can agree the roads need help. We're all driving on potholes right now because of the massive thaw we had, and we need money for that. But we've seen the last 2 years more than $2 billion taken out of our state budget for corporate giveaways. And what I heard last night was the governor asking the working folks of this state to open up their checkbooks again. And I think we need to look at how this is actually going to benefit our families and our workers first before we ask for yet more money to fill holes in the budget.
When you say asking middle-class families, you mean middle-class families who would have to pay additional dollars at the pump through gas taxes or through vehicle registration fees if those are increased?
Correct. I mean, I hear from a lot of workers almost every week when they're re-registering their car that year, why the fees keep going up to register their car. And for a lot of folks, you know, the average salary in Michigan is between $30,000 and $40,000. That's a lot of money to take out of your pocketbook right now. But we have to address these roads. We've been working on solutions as Democrats for almost 6 years, and we can't get a fair hearing in the House. And we need to start by having public hearings on this issue and find out what we can do together for the state. And I know a lot of people are interested in seeing our roads fixed for our safety and our future.
Well, if it's not increasing the gas tax or increasing vehicle registration fees, what exactly could raise money for roads?
Well, there's a lot we could do, and we could start by stopping the corporate giveaway. More money just went out of our local budgets late last year with the repeal of the personal property tax. Our cities are going to have less money and less resources to put towards those roads. So we need to look at what we're giving out before we start asking people to put more of their hard-earned money into the state coffers.
Governor Snyder mentioned mental health in his speech last night, and our listeners might have just heard before this interview started that mentioned as well on the issue of guns in the NPR newscast. What should the state be looking at in terms of mental health? Governor Snyder mentioned that we needed to address this before people get in front of a judge. How should we go about that?
We should have mental health parity in Michigan. We had a lost opportunity last session when we were able to do autism reform and cover autism care for families throughout Michigan. But we also should have included mental health parity at that time. And that would mean that your mental health would be treated the same as your physical health. So you couldn't put restrictions on the number of times you saw a doctor, and it would stop the stigma of mental health issues. They are part of our physical well-being. They are part of what we need to lead healthy and productive lives, and we need to have that here in Michigan. We are one of the last states to look at what mental health parity could do for our communities.
The governor mentioned the Educational Achievement Authority and looking to expand that. Democrats and the Michigan Education Association have expressed some concerns. What exactly are your concerns about the Educational Achievement Authority?
Well, it was an idea and a pilot project that we still don't even have the data on if it works or not. So I think in that proposal, the governor is jumping the gun, trying to take local control of our schools away and put it in a state authority and can't prove that it works. And one of my concerns is that it would take our local schools, and we've seen this in other communities where an outside person comes in and starts shutting down schools left and right, turning them over to for-profit companies that then aren't even providing books, qualified teachers, or even classroom schedules for kids to be able to learn. They're jumping too fast in this. They should wait until they have the data before making our kids an experiment in the state of Michigan.
All right, I want to play a little more sound from the governor last night. This is on the issue of transparency.
We should be looking at in-person, no-reason absentee voting when you have photo ID. We should be looking at reporting requirements for campaigns. We should be looking at campaign limits. And we should be looking at local election administration.
Okay, no-reason absentee voting, perhaps looking at campaign limits, although nothing specific there. Are these things that Democrats might be able to work with the governor on?
We would definitely be supportive of a package that would allow no-reason absentee voting. My community in Battle Creek had long lines at the polls, and you know that still needs to be addressed as well. And what was happening in downtown Battle Creek precincts, and especially high minority precincts, that was prohibiting people from voting and making them wait, in some cases, up to 2 hours to vote. And this is something we've called on for a long time. It's happened in other states. You should have no reason absentee. You should have same-day registration and be able to exercise your right to vote.
Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Thank you. Have a great day.
Representative Kate Siegel is a Democrat. She represents Battle Creek and the surrounding area in Calhoun County in the State House. You can find more information on last night's State of the State address with links at our webpage, WMUK.org.